You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Thursday, July 11th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Indian stock market indices ended the day around 0.5% down each on Wednesday, dragged by profit booking at higher levels. Prime Minister Narendra Modi recently wrapped up a two-day visit to Russia, a trip that stood out for the diplomatic delicacy amid ongoing global tensions due to the Ukraine conflict. Addressing President Vladimir Putin as a friend, Modi highlighted the long-standing ties between India and Russia. Yet, he didn't shy away from addressing tougher issues, including a recent Russian missile strike in Kyiv. The economic talks were particularly fruitful, with both leaders aiming to balance the current skewed trade relationship, heavily dominated by India's purchase of Russian oil. They set an ambitious target to boost bilateral trade to $100 billion by 2030, up from a previous goal of $30 billion, which had already been surpassed. So what did the visit to Russia achieve for India diplomatically? Jindal Global University's Associate Professor Elizabeth Roche explains in today's Primer. Allen Career Institute, a major player in India's competitive exam coaching industry, has implemented significant salary cuts for its over 4,000 faculty and administrative staff. This decision follows a sharp 35-40% decline in student enrollments, signaling tougher times for the coaching hub in Rajasthan's Kota. 2 years after a high-stakes battle to attract top faculty, the coaching giant is now facing severe financial strain, cutting down salaries by 20-40%. In a recent meeting led by CEO Nitin Kukreja, it was revealed that student admissions had plummeted from 131,000 last year to 81,000 this year. The revised salary structure will now include a variable component. This move has sparked unrest among the staff, with around 600 teachers already voicing their discontent through a formal letter. Mint's Devina Sengupta and Mansi Verma spoke to industry insiders who suggest this could be the start of a challenging period for Kota's educational institutions. Several retired cricketers are discovering that their earning potential doesn't have to drop after hanging up their professional boots. Mint's Varuni Khosla reports that thanks to leagues like Legends League Cricket or LLC, these seasoned players are not only staying in the game but also scoring big paychecks that often surpass what they made in their last IPL season. Take Gautam Gambhir, for instance. His last IPL paycheck was 2.8 crore rupees. But the LLC offered him a cool 3.75 crore. Irfan Pathan saw a similar bump, going from 50 lakh rupees in the IPL to 1.65 crore in LLC. It's not just them. Players like Hashim Amla and Aaron Finch are also enjoying hefty salary boosts in these senior circuits. The LLC has become quite the attraction. Now housing around 100 retired stars and still pulling in new faces. India is gearing up to introduce a new law aimed at ensuring fair transactions between big tech companies like Google and Meta and news publishers, drawing inspiration from similar initiatives in Australia and other countries. This move is part of a broader effort to make sure that tech giants pay for the news content they use on their platforms. The proposed legislation will complement the Digital Competition Bill, which is currently in its final stages of public consultation, sources familiar with the matter told Mint's Girish Chandra Prasad. While the Digital Competition Bill focuses on establishing clear rules for big tech to promote fair competition, the new law under consideration will specifically address the dynamics between news aggregators and publishers. In less than 5 years, Quant Mutual Fund has rocketed up to the 18th position in India's mutual fund rankings under the leadership of Sandeep Tandon. The fund's asset under management AUM surged from just 166 crore rupees in December 2019 to an impressive 84,000 crore rupees by May 2024. However, the shine began to dim last month. Reportedly, as SEBI officials raided Quant's Mumbai and Hyderabad offices on suspicion of front-running. Front running is an illegal practice similar to insider trading, but in the mutual fund context. Quaint Mutual Fund quickly confirmed receiving queries from SEBI, though specifics of the probe remained undisclosed. Dundon maintaining a business-as-usual front downplayed the disruptions. The story, however, isn't just about the mutual fund. It also touches on Quaint Capital, a separate entity set up a decade earlier, unrelated to the AMC, but also linked to Dundon, who faces different challenges there. Mint's Varun Sood takes a deep dive into the rollercoaster ride of Sandeep Dundon as the head of the mutual fund in today's long story. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We're eagerly looking forward to our next Top of the Morning episode, which will be packed with fresh business news. Until then, have a great day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.